When resources ran out, the pandemic made visible a question we carry quietly. Does every life matter the same? I'm Bonnie Sala with Reset. During the COVID-19 pandemic, doctors in overcrowded hospitals faced heartbreaking choices. With only a few ventilators left, who should receive them? A 25-year-old with decades ahead or an 80-year-old with failing health? Decisions like this left societies wrestling with a painful question. Is one life worth more than another? It's not just a medical question. In classrooms, star students get attention while struggling ones fade into the background. In workplaces, high performers are celebrated while quiet workers are overlooked. Whether we admit it or not, we often treat some lives as more valuable than others. But here's the radical claim of the Bible. Every life is equally valuable in God's sight. The Bible says every person bears God's image, and God shows no favoritism. In every nation, he accepts those who fear him and do what is right. That means the elderly person, the disabled child, the refugee, and the powerful business executive all carry the same dignity before God. The Bible book of John says, "There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends." Jesus did exactly that when he sacrificed himself for everyone. His death on a cross was God's declaration, "You matter infinitely to me." When we believe this, it reshapes how we live. It means sitting with the elderly neighbor who feels forgotten, noticing the quiet student or colleague, and welcoming the refugee instead of ignoring them. Life isn't a commodity to measure, it's a gift. Every person is worth the love of God shown in Jesus. I'm Bonnie Sala. Ready to grow your faith? Discover practical tools and more at guidelines.org.